Good morning and welcome to Freedom Rings. I'm your host, Kenneth John. With me is my excellent producer, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Me too.
Good, good.
I'm still recovering from a weekend of singing.
Oh, yeah?
With the Elgin Choral Union.
Awesome.
Which I probably should have promoted here and I forgot. I don't know. It's just, you know, sometimers is becoming halfheimers or more, I'm afraid, with my
mind. If you don't want to promote it yourself, just let me know. I'll promote it all week long.
Okay. I'll have to just remind you ahead of time.
Just remind me.
Because actually, I even, we did St. Paul's Oratorio by Mendelssohn. Rarely sung work these days, evidently, but when Mendelssohn wrote it, they had like 62 straight sold-out performances of it. And it's really a great piece. And I was fortunate enough to have a small solo in it.
Good.
And I think it worked out all right. Turned out pretty good. I got some compliments, okay. So I guess it was all right. But it was quite an experience. And, just beautiful music. So that's over. We had like a three-hour dress rehearsal Friday night.
Uh-huh.
3-hour dress rehearsal Saturday afternoon. And then performance Saturday night.
So plenty of singing involved.
It was grueling. It really was grueling.
Well, that's good.
I guess. I'm still recovering. I'm still recovering. So I didn't even find out what the Celtics did Saturday.
Oh, I don't know how
I've turned into a Celtics fan.
Really?
Watching them against the Bulls. They play basketball the way it's supposed to be played. And I think that's Doc Rivers. I think he's a really smart basketball man.
Sure he is.
And you see the way they whip the ball around, getting to the open man, picking, cutting, rolling. The Bulls need to do a lot more of that. And you got a consummate pro, Ray Allen, who evidently shoots for hours before a game.
Sure, he's the first one there.
First one there. Now, that guy's a real pro.
He's first one to rise every day and just shoots the ball. Him and like two other guys. One guy rebounds and throws it to the guy who passes it to him. They have a cycle going. He does that every day.
Become an automatic thing, and it shows in his
game. Yeah, absolutely. He actually goes home at night and thinks about shooting the basketballs while he's going to bed.
I believe it.
It's the mental training.
Right.
He said, which is just as good as physical training.
Absolutely.
That's the way
he's
you do
it. He's a pro. He's a B-boy. There's some guy to pattern yourself after, any young folk out there aspiring to be a professional, anything.
Uh-huh.
Not necessarily athletics, but anything professionally, that's what you have to do to really do it right.
Absolutely.
And what a great example. What a great example. So anyway, I'm just hoping I'm going for the Celtics just because I really grew to – I mean, I haven't followed basketball that much lately, but I get interested in the playoffs, you know. And I'll watch a Bull game here and there. So I didn't really see the Celtics much. I didn't even watch the playoffs last year when they won the thing.
Okay.
But they're a great team without Kevin Garnett. They must be just an unbelievable team
with him. Sure they are. That's why they're world champions.
There you go.
That's
why. It takes a team to win a championship, usually.
I didn't like the way they roughed up the Bulls, but they are a fantastic
team. No, and he's that point guard is a dirty player, but he's good, too.
Well, no one liked Rodman when we had Rodman on our team either for the same reason, so.
Now, Barkley calls Joakim Noah poor man's Rodman.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
I think that's probably a pretty good description.
No, it is a good description. Absolutely it is.
All right, enough sports. Got to get to the serious stuff. Well, first, the ridiculous regulation of the week out in
my favorite part of your program, by the way,
Wisconsin.
It really is.
It's fun. It's usually fun or it's scary.
Well,
or both.
Both. Yeah, right. Absolutely.
This one's a little more fun than scary. Although it's scary too. Here we go. This is from the Journal Sentinel out in Cheeseland. State officials have shut down the fish nibbling skincare salon at Mayfair Mall after a month of operation. The owner of the business said Wednesday, Gerald Williamson, owner of Dr. Fish Magnifique, said the Department of Regulations and Licensing ordered his business closed Tuesday, saying it violated state rules and the shots regimen. About 100 little Asian, quote, Dr. Fish, unquote, formerly Game Rufa fish, nibble away dead skin cells on patrons' feet as they soak in a clear plastic tank. Can't have anything of that. Department officials earlier had said that people offering pedicures must sanitize equipment for each customer and question how fish could be sanitized. The store's position was that it did not offer pedicures, instead offered exfoliation treatment. The salon doesn't provide nail services and maintains that its procedure isn't technically a pedicure and not subject to the licensing requirements. Well, it's absolutely ridiculous they have license requirements for pedicuring anyway. Ridiculous. And this is not. Williamson is keeping his equipment in his store, hoping for a reversal of the shutdown order. He is also considering move to Illinois. Hey, there's one aspect, folks, where we in Illinois are living freer than Wisconsin. there are no such that there were these fish treatments evidently are legal in Illinois. So there you have it.
No more little fish nibbling your feet. That's pretty much what that boils down to.
Yeah, we got to regulate those things. Are they going to ban swimming now where bluegills happen to be?
Sure.
You ever stand in a lake and just stand still where the bluegills are? They'll come and nibble at your legs.
Yeah, they will.
So I guess we can't have that because they are not sanitized.
They're not sanitized.
As far as I know. Those aren't sanitized bluegills in the lakes.
More like no one's getting paid for that service.
Well, that's true, too.
That's what it is.
If somebody owned a lake and charged somebody for having your legs nibbled, I guess they'd be shut down. All right, now the more serious.
Man, oh, man.
If I can find it. Oh, I just have notes on this one. I found this on a YouTube. If you go to theagitator.com, I believe it is, you can find this, folks. Which is really, I just discovered, a friend of mine showed me, sent me to this website, and it's really a good website, by Radley Belko. He is a editor for Reason Magazine. But he has his own website, and just some really good stuff about what the government's doing in personal rights issues. Adam Lundeby is a 16-year-old kid out of Granville County, North Carolina, homeschooled, never been in trouble with the law, never arrested. A few weeks back, he was, he was arrested by the Department of Homeland Security. Because this guy's some kind of computer whiz, and he was just supposedly musing on the internet, and they were worried that this guy was going to make some bombs or something and be a terrorist.
Oh, yeah?
So they came in, crashed into the house without a warrant, took this kid away, sent him up to some place in Indianapolis, no right to habeas corpus. You really don't know even if there's going to be a trial or not. There's going to be some kind of hearing supposedly coming up in late May, but that's already been postponed twice. And under the Patriot Act, folks, the government can come in, crash into your home without a warrant, take you away, give you no rights, not even a minor. Even a minor, no rights at all, and basically just throw the key away. They don't have to charge him with a crime. Because all you have to do is say, you're a terrorist. Just assert the assertion of government that somebody's a terrorist. They can just take you away. No right to habeas corpus, folks. This is the United States of America. Now, the mother says, they came crashing in, checked out the whole house looking for guns or anything related to bomb-making material. And she says she doesn't even allow guns in her home.
Mm-hmm.
And probably she should. But they found nothing. They found absolutely nothing. Nothing related to bomb equipment. Yet this kid is being held by the Department of Homeland Security. And folks, if this isn't what George Orwell was talking about in 1984, where freedom is slavery, I don't know what is. We need to wake up, folks. And get this kid freed, but this is just another example. Every week we go on this program and we give example after example of things that when I was a kid, I wouldn't have dreamed was possible. This is the kind of stuff we used to watch on the TV concerning the tactics of the Gestapo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In Nazi Germany. And it's happening here today, folks, and it's time we wake up. And now Obama was going to be the savior for personal rights in this country, and evidently he's not. Maybe he doesn't know about this. It would seem to me by now he must. But I just think he's another tool to the corporate establishment, just with a little slight different bent than Bush. but they're all pretty much the same. The Republicans and Democrats, with the sole exception of Ron Paul, are oppressing or taking away all of our freedoms, folks. Most of our money and all of our freedoms.
To you, say it sounds like Nazi Germany. To me, it sounds like Communist Russia.
Communist Russia, absolutely.
I was scared to death growing up of Russia because of their...
Right.
Their doings with their people or not letting them have freedoms and stuff like that. To me, that's what it sounds like.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. I mean, I think both examples are apt.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really scary, folks. And we need to wake up because... the defense of liberty is one has to be very vigilant. Vigilance is the defense of liberty. You can't just allow things to go on like this, or you're going to have no rights left after it's all over. Okay, we are going to have a guest today, and
Mike Ferguson.
His name is Mike Ferguson.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. I got it.
Okay.
I got confusing notes today because I haven't I need to get some ink for my printer. So it's not working. So I'm sending an email to my wife who prints it out and it looks all different to me.
It looks different.
It
to
doesn't
me too.
Jump out at you. Anyway, he's a Missouri libertarian activist who got the officially got that report that declared anybody right wing constitutionalist, Ron Paul people, libertarian types that were potential terrorists. He got that at least officially reversed, and we'll talk about that and other personal rights issues after we break for a few commercials.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, one block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
Mommy, why do we have a government?
There are lots of reasons, like to make sure we have soldiers to protect our country, to build our roads,
to give us all the things we need.
Well, no, they can't do that.
That's what I heard on TV.
Oh, that was probably just some politician trying to get people to vote for him. Our government is supposed to be limited by the Constitution, but those in government just ignore it. That's why our country is in such a mess.
Then why don't you and Daddy stop it?
Well, we'd like to, but we don't know how.
If you feel like the mother in this message, you are not alone. But there is something you can do. Join us at the next meeting of the Fox Valley Freedom Coalition, a diverse group of people like yourself who are fed up with the status quo. We meet at MT Barrels, 98 West Main Street, which is Route 72, just west of the Fox River in West Dundee, on the first Saturday of the month at 5 p.m. For more information, call Jarrett at 224-402-8148. That's 224-402-8148. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to your children.
All right, we are back with Freedom Rings, and I'd like to welcome to the program right now Mike Ferguson. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on.
You are a Missouri libertarian activist?
Yeah.
And, go ahead.
Sorry, good.
And I guess you had some sort of a victory with some report that said most of us activists in the freedom side of things are potential terrorists. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yes, it is. It's really a good feeling because you know we've won the victory, and right now we're sorting out the details of the victory, which is a place that you know us libertarians tend to not be in very often. But what happened was is that a report was leaked that was internal to the Missouri Highway Patrol in what's called a fusion center, which combines Department of Homeland Security, Highway Patrol, local government. And this report was a training document that was supposed to train law enforcement officers at all levels as to who might be a violent, dangerous, so-called right-wing militia member. And unfortunately, this profiled well over half the state. It profiled Libertarian Party members by name. It profiled, it said people who supported, you know, Ron Paul or supported Bob Barr. You know, it said if you were pro-life, if you're opposed to illegal immigration, if you
pro-gun,
are opposed, what's that?
Pro-gun too, I think, as every.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. If you are opposed to gun control legislation, it even went as far as to say that if you basically opposed some of President Obama's policies, you might be in a right-wing militia group. And you know, it basically listed us as terrorists. And what this did was it, you know, obviously was misleading law enforcement. It was politicizing law enforcement, and you know, clearly causing a problem for us because it's going to be pretty hard, you know, going into an election year trying to get people to join our party or run for office or donate money or attend a rally or whatever the case is. If you think that you might be thrown in and lumped in with neo-Nazi terrorists, you know,
right.
And that's really what this document did. So the long story short is that we fought back. We organized the Missouri Libertarian Party asked me to take lead on the public relations and the political effort. We got the document retracted. We got public apologies from state officials, and we are going to have a special House committee named to investigate how this document was put together and why it was distributed. That committee is going to then turn around the report to the Public Safety Committee, who is going to write new policy into place so that this doesn't happen again.
And I think what you did is great. It's a great victory, but I need to couch that in terms of some reality checking. After these folks publicly retracted what was printed in the report, just a few days later, Homeland Security Nazi czar Janet Napolitano kept on saying the same stuff in public.
Yeah. Well, this is the danger of these fusion centers. You know, that you talked about the kid out in, was it Pennsylvania, I think, who was, you know, arrested under the Patriot Act. And, you know, these fusion centers, like I said, combine the U.S. Department of Homeland Security with state police or Highway Patrol, whatever you call it in your state, and local, you know, local law enforcement. So there is an element of the damage is done. You know, every police officer who received this document before it was retracted, you know, has that seed already been planted. But the other thing is, you know, a couple of state representatives told me that they had private meetings when this controversy first blew up. And they came back and said, Mike, you're not going to believe this. 49 other documents around the country are being rewritten right now. Because they're scared of it getting out and people seeing what's in theirs. So,
and I know, you know probably one of those documents was Louisiana because just recently some guy got pulled over just for having a Gadsden flag bumper sticker.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And we fortunately have not had that happen here in Missouri. I mean, at one point, you know, we were dominating the debate and the media so well that somebody joked to me. They said, man, Mike, you know, you – because, I mean, I was Bob Barr's national field director, so I've still got a couple of Bob Barr stickers on my car. You know, they said, man, you could have gone down I-70 going 80 miles an hour, weaving in and out of the wrong lanes, and nobody would have touched you, which I didn't put that to the test. But, yeah, I mean, it really is that these documents are throughout the state. It just so happened that my state here in Missouri, it got leaked. You know,
right.
They got caught.
Right.
And so, you know, we can't underestimate, you know, the what's still out there as far as danger to our rights. You know, one state got caught. Fortunately, we're making some progress, but there is an element of some damages done already, and the effort to protect our freedom and protect our rights, and you know, whether it's our right to be involved in the political process with the group that we choose, or individual rights to say what we want to say, the effort to protect that's not over, and we don't think that it is. You know,
right.
We think, if anything, it's just beginning.
Well, I have to be ever vigilant, and it seems to me what they're going to do is they're just going to officially say we don't do these sort of things, and they're going to continue to do them.
Right.
And I'm waiting for them to come to my house, because I have a Gadsden flag flying on my flagpole right now.
Clearly a dangerous person.
Yeah, well, I clearly am. Actually, to be quite frank and honest with you, Mike, I'm a little perturbed. It's a real ego blast, a blast on my ego that when I go out to fly throughout the country, I'm not on the list. So evidently they don't take me too seriously. It's really an ego crusher, actually.
Well, I don't know whether to send my condolences or my congratulations, because I've been told to decide I don't know how many times.
Oh, is that right?
Oh yeah.
I've been pretty lucky. I don't know. I'm a lucky star so far. But or they don't want to deal with me. I dealt with them for 3 years in the city of Algonquin on a seatbelt case. Maybe they just don't. They just don't want to fool with me. I don't know. We'll see. So, okay, well, so we do have to be ever vigilant, and we're going to have, now this is going to be in Congress, on U.S. Congress, there's going to be this committee that's going to investigate all this stuff. Is it the Missouri House?
Yeah, we're talking about the Missouri
House.
Oh,
okay, okay.
And it was really at one point, one of the silver linings to this cloud, proverbially speaking, is that we've really found a few gems in the Republican Party here in Missouri.
Congratulations. You do better than we do here in Illinois.
Oh, I know. I mean, I lived in Illinois for a number of years, so I know what you're talking about. But we really found a couple of guys who are just, I mean, truly with us philosophically on most issues. I mean, and these guys are great allies that we found in the State House. But, it's one of those things where, we're looking forward to the investigation. We're looking forward to this going to public safety. You know, what we have found is the minute we let up on the pressure that the leadership, Republican leadership, tends to think the issue is blown over and they can ignore it, and then we have to fire up the flames again. And then they say, oh, no, we didn't forget. We're really going to do this. And so we're finding that until this issue gets across the finish line and the promises are made, we have to stay very active. We have to stay in the media. We have to stay, active as far as getting people calling and emailing and showing up at their offices. And we're just not accepting promises that something's going to be done about it. I mean, this is the show me state. We're telling them, you've got to show us. You've got to get this done. We will not forget, and we're not going to tolerate just grandstanding on the issue. You've made specific promises to have an investigation, to have policy changes, and to have actual oversight by somebody who's accountable to voters. You know, we were first told, okay, well, the Highway Patrol is going to investigate itself, and they'll take care of it. And we thought about that for about one quarter of 1 second and decided that wasn't going to be good enough. And then that's when we've got the House committee to be appointed, should hopefully be announced formally this week, and they're going to address it. And the people who are going to be appointed to it, which again hasn't been announced publicly, about half of them take this really, really seriously, from what I can tell. So I think that we are going to get a policy change, but that's certainly not going to end, the oversight of we the people that we need to keep up on.
No, and I hear these horror stories every day. Was home education, was that one of the key words, where you have to look at for people who are being terrorists, in that Missouri Information Analysis Center report?
I don't remember homeschoolers in there, but I know that homeschoolers have been in other reports and other ones, but I don't remember it being in this.
Yeah, because we just had a case, I think this has happened a couple months ago, in North Carolina, Granville, North Carolina, Ashton Lundeby, 16-year-old kid, never been arrested, never been in trouble with the law, home-educated. Because some kind of computer was evidently, supposedly he was issuing out some kind of threatening stuff about bombs or whatever. The Homeland Security came to his house, arrested the kid, 16-year-old kid, and he's been thrown into a dark hole of Homeland Security under the Patriot Act. He's got no constitutional rights. He's got no right to habeas corpus. They say that he's going to have some kind of hearing, but they keep on putting that off.
Yeah.
The mother's hardly had any contact with him at all. No chance for a lawyer as far as I know. He's already been accused and convicted, basically, of terrorism. They went through his house. The mother doesn't even allow guns in her household. They found nothing, not even a a cap gun.
I know a number of homeschool families, you know, through my church and through other groups, and you're not going to find a better group of people in general. What you're just describing there is bad enough for anybody, but to know that they're targeting people who are taking the ultimate responsibility for their children's education is just blood boiling.
It really is. And can you imagine? I don't know how old you are, Mike. But I'm, in my
57.
50s. Okay. When I grew up in the 50s, the TV was prevalent with these old Nazi films.
Yeah.
And the Gestapo coming is, may I see a papers, please? You know, that sort of thing. And just, complete oppression. And to see what's happening in this country now is just as outrageous as what happened in Nazi Germany or the Soviet Union, for that matter. And who could have believed that this could happen to our country? The country is supposed to be, the land of the free, the home of the brave. It's sickening. It's absolutely sickening.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, it really is. And this is where, we can't just go off half-cocked yelling, conspiracy theories and getting maligned by people who may agree with us. This is where we simply... we need to organize and we need to get involved in somebody who's going to do the real political and public relations work, whether it's, the political party of your choice or whether it's groups like, freedom-oriented groups. They're all over the place that are nonpartisan or multipartisan in nature, whether it's, following up with, actions from the Tea Parties. There are so many different ways to get involved,
I think that's what what was great about the first Tea Party event, and I think there's going to be a lot of others, is that it does seem to bring all these different groups related to trying to restore our freedoms together. And if we could unite on these things, I think we can fight back and win back our freedoms.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I spoke at the Tea Party in Kansas City, and I was looking at 5,000 people or so at the Liberty Memorial in Kansas City that, some were libertarians, some were independents, some were Republicans, a few even were Democrats, and, everybody has had it with not just the violation of our freedoms and our liberties, but also, the absolutely irresponsible spending, borrowing, and fiscal policies of the country. And so I think that as things get worse on national and state levels, good people are looking to network and connect with each other to fight back to our process.
When you hear certain places or things or ideas, our brain associates something as something you've heard in the past or something like that. And you mentioned Kansas City, and I have to mention, I don't advocate this, but I remember libertarian hero Carl Hess talking about Kansas City and how, Kansas City is the hub of our favorite federal organization, the IRS. And he would out loud muse, his mind musings of wondering, thinking that it would just be wonderful if somebody with a low-flying airplane and a huge magnet would just fly over the building of the IRS, wiping all their computer records.
Yeah, they.
I'm not advocating that, but.
Yeah, they just built a brand new building here a couple of years ago. Kit Bond, a Republican senator here in our state, who's retiring here in 2010.
Thank God.
He worked. He worked really hard to get the new IRS building, and it employs just a couple thousand people, out there, and it's frustrating. I know some people who work out there, and. They don't even have an appreciation for what they're doing against the rest of us. What their job is.
The problem is people are just trying to struggle to make a living right now.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, there's one person I know, she took it as a last resort. I mean, the economy is bad enough that she could not find basic clerical work anywhere else, and the IRS, IRS is hiring, and they'll hire just about anybody, unfortunately. I mean, I've worked in staffing and human resources for a variety of different companies, and I see people come to me with applications with a documented experience working for the IRS, and I wouldn't trust these people to walk my dog, you know, much less handle my personal financial records.
Well, I think that, and that's the unfortunate thing about tyranny is that it feeds on itself. It's a self-feeding monster, and what happens is first of all, the people with less moral character than others will gravitate towards that power, just as we see so many cops misusing their power throughout the country these days with taser guns and such.
Yeah.
And as that happens, as that power gets greater, of course, the productive segment of our economy is going to necessarily dwindle, which becomes a vicious circle of increasing tyranny. Until maybe something pops, I think, and people just wake up. But we are headed, I'm afraid, into this, you might say, labyrinth of increasing tyranny. And it's a hard thing to get out. And the thing is, at first it happens so slowly, it's like the frog in the pot.
Right, yeah.
If you put it, just lukewarm water and just gradually heat, they don't even know that tyranny's happening to them. And maybe it's accelerating so much now. I think some people are starting to wake up.
Well, they are. And what people have to understand also is, it's a multi-pronged attack on our freedoms, both financial and personal, and we need to have a multi-pronged defense against it. There are no issues that are too small to fight and work against, whether it's in your local community all the way up to the national and international issues we deal with. You know, somebody who doesn't want to become, just another, number in the fight against, the national or international thing. There's a place for them if it's in their local effort. You find the issue that you're passionate about, and you get to work on it no matter how big or how small or whether it's local or national. And that's what I hope everybody understands is that, there is only one right place for you to work on defense of freedom. There are all sorts of places, and pick what is important to you and get to work.
Absolutely. We're talking with Mike Ferguson. He's a Missouri libertarian activist. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. That's 931-1410. You have any questions, observations, perspectives, please give us a call. We will be back after a few messages.
We reduce children to their lowest common denominator.
57% of us are functionally illiterate.
For us, excellence is a thing of the past.
We killed the teachers and students at Columbine.
We are all trained to follow orders good.
We have learned to be tolerant of all people, except whites, Christians, and males.
27% of us are put on drugs.
The rest of us take the illegal ones. Two-thirds of us believe that from each according to his ability to each according to his need is part of the preamble to the U.S. Constitution.
7 out of 10 of us don't know either of the senators in our state.
We just placed 19th out of 21 countries on math scores, ahead of the Ivory Coast and Sri Lanka.
We elected
George W. Bush
as president.
And re-elected him.
And 9 out of 10 of us are products of the public schools.
This message paid for by the Illinois Indoctrinators Association.
Hi, folks. Kenneth John here. Lori Jenner, a trusted friend of mine, is a well-respected realtor in the area. Lori shares our political views. She has many years of experience with a great grip on the current real estate market and the effects on the economy. Lori always works extremely hard to help buyers determine their needs, affordability, wants, and desires. She treats every client with great care, listens, and delivers when it comes to your real estate needs. Lori will donate one half her earnings from anyone referred by a listener buying a home in the next 3 months to help keep Freedom Rings on the air. Let me repeat that. Lori will donate one half her earnings from anyone referred by a listener buying a home in the next 3 months to help keep Freedom Rings on the air. So, help yourselves, get a really competent real estate agent, help Freedom Rings, maybe help us get to a two-hour show, if possible. We used to have it. We're back to an hour, folks, but if we can raise the money, we can go back to 2 hours and help yourself sell your house. So contact Lori Jenner at Keller Williams Success Realty, and that's at yourhometeamadvantage.com. That's yourhometeamadvantage.com. The phone number is 847-287-1432. That's 92. I'm sorry, 1492. That's 847-287-1492.
Ever think that you should be getting more out of your computer? Maybe you need a go-to tech guy. A go-to tech guy is somebody who knows computers inside and out and can help you with yours. John Spazieri is a real go-to tech guy. John Spazieri is a 20-year tech veteran who can help you get more out of your computer. Need software installed and configured? Call John. Want to learn word processing or Excel spreadsheets? Call John. John Spazieri comes to your home, works with you one-on-one on your machine, and shows you step-by-step how to do things you've always wanted to do with your computer. Want to upgrade your computer? Call John. Need to build a wireless network? Call John. Call John Spazieri at area code 630-858-6933. That's 630-858-6933. John Spazieri. Make him your go-to tech guy. All right, we are back with Freedom Rings. We're talking with Mike Ferguson of with the Libertarian Party in Missouri. And we're talking about activism. We're talking about the oppression of individual rights, how they're all the same, individual and economic. What we can do about what he has done about it, and how we need to unite and get the country behind a real true movement of freedom and restore our God-given or natural rights that only government can guarantee, folks, not give. I'd like to talk a little bit about third-party politics with you, Mike.
Sure.
You are with the Missouri Libertarian Party. It seems to me, what I keep on telling folks, you know, they complain about what's going on. A lot of them do. And you still hear Republicans say, what's that bad socialist Obama? And you'll hear Democrats say, it's that bad fascist George Bush. And it seems to me that the establishment... I would say establishment, this may be more radical than you're at, I don't know, but I would say establishment corporate elite tactic of divide and conquer still succeeds. People still have this left-right dichotomy, and they seem to, when they become in power, when their own party comes in power, all of a sudden there is this apologia, if you will, for what their power politics is doing. All of a sudden, the Democrats don't care so much about intervention throughout the world and even personal rights that much in this country. And when the Republicans came into power, my God, economic, George Bush was an absolute catastrophe.
Right.
Spending $1.3 billion on the war and countless other things, No Child Left Behind, you name it, the drug bill, just the deficits have just, you know, skyrocketed. And I never heard these pundits or politicians much at all complain about what George Bush was doing when they were on the right until they got out of power. And all of a sudden, you hear the likes of Sean Hannity sounding libertarian again.
Yeah, it becomes about preservation of the organization as opposed to, you know, I would say the principles of the organization, but I think it's clear that on the national scale, at least, the Republican Party abandoned its principles, you know, many, many years ago. And that's the thing is that, you know, we deal with in third-party politics is that dreaded illogical wasted vote syndrome comes down to basically the other guy is scarier. He's somebody our guy stinks, but that guy's a lot worse, so therefore you have to support us. And people buy it.
And they buy into the horse race mentality and don't understand right. That politics is a long-term process.
Right. Well, let me give you an example. You know, the volunteers who were calling our database for the Bob Barr campaign when I was national field director. That all kind of reported up to me in that. And what we heard over and over and over again, our phone callers, was, oh, I love, you know, Bob Barr. I'm so glad I found the Libertarian Party through this campaign. I hate John McCain. I can't stand that liberal gun grabber, whatever. But Barack Obama is so scary, I have to vote for John McCain. And, you know, it was interesting because when you look at the meetup group memberships, when you look at, like, the MySpace friends, the Facebook friends, when you look at the actual inquiries and new memberships to the Libertarian Party, they all went straight up during the Barr campaign, but our votes didn't match it. So we heard over and over people who discovered the Libertarian Party, who discovered, you know, libertarianism in some cases, because of this campaign, were not giving the votes to us, but they're still with us, you know, party-wise, and it's because of that fear factor, and that had to have been one of the most frustrating things of 2008, most of which of 2008 was spent on my end, you know, working full-time for this campaign and the party.
Yeah, and that fear factor turns into some kind of sort of cognitive dissonance, where I hear Republicans complaining about Obama bailing out the banks. And I say, and I just hit myself on the side of the head. And I said, wait a second. It was Bush who started that.
Exactly.
Oh, but it was just a little bit compared to what it is today. You know. Well, excuse me, he started the precedent.
Well, yeah, now here in Missouri, at least, we've got a situation where, you know, Roy Blunt is running against Robin Carnahan for the U.S. Senate in 2010. Well, Roy Blunt is now, he's a newly discovered fiscal conservative, but he voted for the bailouts when Bush was in office, and now he's found a newfound objection to them now that Obama is in office. And these are the things where, you know, the true rank and file, you know, the true small government, whether it's true conservatives, whether it's libertarians, they're frustrated. You know, you're sitting there going, who do I vote for? I mean, you know, do we want to give Barack Obama even more of a majority in the Senate? But certainly Roy Blunt has not proven to be exactly a fiscally conservative ideologue over the years. And so,
they'll say anything to get elected.
Oh, yeah, we know that. We know that.
Right.
Absolutely.
And but the problem is enough people don't know that, evidently.
Right.
And somehow we have to, yeah, as you say, we have to get over this wasted vote syndrome and somehow impress upon people that this is a long-term fight.
Right.
A long-term war for freedom. And you can't look at an election as the defining moment. It's a small skirmish and an ongoing battle for freedom. And percentage point increases is a victory.
Right, yeah. I mean, yeah, I ran for lieutenant governor in 2004. And, you know, I was one of two statewide candidates that won enough votes to keep the party on the ballot with full ballot access. You know, I won a newspaper endorsement from a statewide newspaper that had never happened before. You know, these are small steps on the way to bigger and better things, but we do have to show progress. You know, there is a responsibility for the Libertarian Party or anybody else to stay organized and to grow and to not reinvent the wheel every couple of election cycles.
Absolutely. And again, I suggest to those who still think it's the Republican or Democrats that are going to save us, you know, you need to look other ways, except I have to say the notable exception is Ron Paul and anybody who's running under the Ron Paul banner. I have no problem with people running as the Republicans if they're going to run under the Ron Paul banner of...
If we have to boil it back down to getting more people to disregard party labels. You know, I had dinner Bob Barr and I were at the Conservative Leadership Conference as part of his campaign in 2008 out in Las Vegas, of all places. If you want to gather conservatives, why not Vegas, right? David Keene, who's the president of the American Conservative Union, made an interesting point that I think is applicable to those of us across the board. And he said, you know, whoever's elected when they're in office or when they're running for office, when they're right, we support you. When you're wrong, we oppose you. And that should apply. I mean, it's a very simple concept across the board. And I think it comes down to we've got to hold, you know, our nominees. We have to hold our elected officials accountable. I mean, I'm elected to office here in my local community. I expect to be held accountable. If I ever start doing something that my constituents do not want, I expect emails and phone calls to hold me accountable. But when I do something right, you know, I would hope that I'd get that feedback as well. But we have to work really hard to say, you know, I'm not just going to support you because you're a member of this party. You know, I'm going to hold you accountable based on your actions on the campaign trail and in office.
Absolutely. We're talking with Mike Ferguson. He's a Missouri Libertarian activist. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. We will be back after a few messages.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its Constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through its jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, one block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
All right, we are back with Freedom Rings. We're talking with libertarian activist Mike Ferguson, who was, you said you're the national field director with Bob Barr.
Yeah, I was, yeah, exactly. I was originally hired to be as a Midwest coordinator, and I got promoted up to field director within a month or so.
Wow, terrific. You're obviously a great activist. I have to confess to you, I struggled heartily voting for that man.
I really struggled. That was something obviously we dealt with, both at the convention afterwards, because, Bob's got some votes in his record that he is the first to say he regretted. What I tried to tell people is, there is no, if you're looking for the perfect libertarian, keep looking, because there is no such person.
There's some more perfect than others, I think.
Well, yeah, but I thought, when you look at the big picture, you got somebody who said, I was there, not only did I vote for some of these things, but I wrote some of these things, I have thought about them, I think I was wrong, and I'm now fighting to undo what in part is than I did, I thought, you know, sent a very powerful message, and I thought that we would be able to say, you know what, we're not just yelling philosophical ideologies. We've got somebody who was there and really thought about it. I have no problem with somebody who comes in and says, you know what, I have thought about this. I was wrong. I have changed my mind, and now I'm fighting for freedom.
And that's wonderful, and I hope he's sincere. And that really wasn't so much my problems as one was a tactical one. One was a complete snub of Ron Paul. And as you say, we need to work together.
Now that one, keep in mind, I understand that controversy because I was involved in that one as well. That went both ways.
Okay.
It really did. There was a that went both ways. And,
yeah, but the public perception was one way, and that's the problem. And that's the thing you got to think about in politics. And I don't mean to just throw this on you at the end of the show.
No. But okay. Yeah, public perception, though. Keep in mind that outside of the third party websites, in mainstream media, nobody really paid attention to it other than in our own circles.
All right. Okay. I have to move on. Thank you so much, Mike, for being on the program today. A great discussion.
Anytime.
I appreciate it.
Yes.
All right. This quotation of the week, if I have time for it, is from C.S. Lewis. Of all tyrannies, a tyranny sincerely exercised for the good of his victims may be the most oppressive.
Ken, I don't mean to throw you off the subject here. I know that's how you usually wrap up, but don't you have a fundraiser coming up?
Oh, I did forget about that again.
Let's
Thank
not
you.
Forget about
it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I appreciate it. Fundraiser coming up to help pay the debt that we have with WRMN. We've been on for over 11 years now. And over 11-year period of time, we've accumulated around a $5,000 debt. And we need to take care of that, folks. And so we decided we'd have a fundraiser. It's going to be at my house, which I have a really nice, not that I can afford it right now, but nice in-ground pool. And we're gonna have a lot of fun. We're gonna have a pig roast with all the trimmings, refreshments included, alcoholic and non-alcoholic included, volleyball, bags, you name it, and great conversation, a live band in the evening, and then a bonfire. It's just gonna be a great time. Only $25 for adults. If you'd like to help us out, attend and have a great time, give me a call at 847-426-1974. Or send me an email at ken@freedomrings.net, and I appreciate it.
You're listening to AM 1410 WRMN in Elgin.
Night sweats were almost unbearable. I gained 50 pounds, was irritable, emotional, just not myself. As a registered nurse, I was concerned about taking pharmaceutical hormone replacement therapies because there is a history of breast cancer in my family, plus all of the unknowns when you take drugs. So I tried Amberin. Within 2 weeks, the hot flashes stopped. Yes, they stopped. I have been working with Amberin for almost a year now. I've dropped so much weight. I'm no longer irritable. I sleep great, and I have a ton of energy. When